So the question was asked with regards to fish and meat. If a person did tshuva and they came from a background where they did eat fish and meat, so they know it doesn't harm them medicinally, so could they eat fish and meat? So remember, we have to discern here. There are biblical mitzvos, rabbinic mitzvos, and then advice. So here we're dealing with an area in halacha which is advice, meaning the Talmud says, don't do it because it's unhealthy. So on the one hand, we have to realize that certain things that the Talmud says are unhealthy. The Talmud also realized that it's not like 1 plus 1 equals 2. The Talmud says, do mitzitza after circumcision. Make sure there's adequate blood flow. And if you have a moel, if you have a person doing circumcisions without it, then fire him. Now, you have to understand from this halacha that it's not that if he doesn't do mitzitza, the kids will drop dead, because then the Gemara wouldn't have to tell you fire him. Obviously, what the Gemara is saying is, you won't see the danger. Could be it'll happen 1 in 1,000 cases, 1 in 10,000 cases, and you won't know it, because you'll attribute it to other things. That's why the halacha has to come and say, I'm telling you, there will be a time it'll be dangerous, don't let him be a moel. Okay? Now, this happens to be an area where there's a machlokas. There's a Magen Avraham and others that say, we all know people eat fish and meat, nothing happens to them, that's perfectly okay. And that's why the OU will give a hechsher to a sauce that has anchovies in it. There's a barbecue sauce with anchovies, right? Anchovies is a fish, right? So how do you give a hechsher? They're putting that on meat. So they have a whole logic where they say, it's not the whole anchovy and it's mixed and blah, blah, blah. Bottom line, they're relying on the Magen Avraham. They're also relying on that Magen Avraham that says, well, I think it's a Magen Avraham, maybe it's a shach. One of the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch says, today you see no one's getting hurt by it. So when you have someone that big who has checked it out that much, so then, okay, if he says you don't have to worry about it, so that's why there are those who will say, fine, I'm not worried about eating fish and meat. I don't eat fish and meat. My parents didn't eat fish and meat. My grandparents didn't eat fish and meat. I don't miss eating fish and meat. But I'm just saying, firstly, we have to be careful not to be quick to assume that what we see encompasses the whole question. Sometimes the Talmud warned us for what we won't see. That's why the Talmud had to say it. Like you're saying, I don't see any problem. Right? Maybe that's why the Talmud had to say it. They tell you to put on a safety belt. You say, but I've driven my car for 10 years without a safety belt. Right, that's why they have to tell you. Because your experience is going to say, I don't need it. Yeah. But their experience says, you do need it. So the same thing with Chazal. You don't always know where they're coming from. But you do have commentaries that say that today it has been adequately proven that it's not dangerous. And that's why on the one hand we're careful with it. On the other hand, we don't go crazy about it. And I'll just end with a story. Rav Moshe Halberstam got a phone call Friday afternoon, about a half hour before Shabbos, that a woman had her cooked fish on the platter, and by mistake some of the chum splattered into the cooked fish. Could she eat the cooked fish? So they wrote this in his biography. So he told her, I'm sorry, you can't, because the fish is now mixed with meat. And a few minutes later, there was a knock on their door, and he had sent over his own cooked fish for Shabbos. He had told her, he said no, but he wanted them to have cooked fish for Shabbos. Oh, but you know what?